Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
So spiritual battles, I'm besides being able to share this with the Air Guard, and we've been kind of on this series a little bit, I am really excited about what God is sharing with us through this sermon series. So we just left a series that's called On Purpose, and following the direction of God, we went into this area of spiritual battles. So we were on our way to start talking about like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, and then eventually get to Moses. And I think we may get back to that. And then we were on our way trying to talk about spiritual battles, and then we were going to jump into the whole armor of God. But then I believe God stopped and said, wait a minute. Like before we start focusing on principalities and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places, there is a battle that takes place within us that we need to deal with. And so that's where we are. When we're talking about spiritual battles right now, we're talking about the battle that's going on within us. Last week, we kind of talked about it. We dug into it a little bit, and we'll keep going. So I'll share a few different scriptures. We'll start in Genesis, and then we'll make our way to Galatians. Hopefully, eventually, we'll make it to we're walking by the Spirit. We'll dig into the works of the flesh a little bit, and then we'll move into the fruit of the Spirit. That's where I believe we're going. My finite mind, that's where I believe we're going. If God say we're going somewhere else, we just don't go somewhere else. Amen? But that's where I believe that we are going for the month of August. I have a few different things that I believe God shared with me as I was studying. God desires relationship over religion. A lot of people say, well, what's wrong with religion? I believe this, that organized religion is meant to get us to a place so that we can have a relationship with God. It is not meant to replace it. It's not meant to replace it. But sometimes we get stuck in the routine of religion. So if you guys been in church for a long time, y'all know my background, right? Catholic school and everything. But if you've been in church for a long time, you'll find that there's a lot of different things that we may have started out doing in our relationship with God through religion that helped us get to a certain place in our walk with God. But then if not careful, those routines can get in the way of a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. If not careful. So what I believe is that God, in this sermon series, is asking us to dig deep into us to ensure that there is nothing in the way of us getting closer to God. Amen. Now, that can be sin, but it can also be religion. Amen. And you might be like, ain't you? You might be looking at me and saying, wait a minute, but aren't you part? Yes, I'm part of religion, but don't get stuck. Religion, don't get stuck in the routine of, oh my gosh, you know, I forgot to pray today and or something like this, or I forgot to do, not do this a lot for my Catholic brothers and sisters, you know, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you, blessed are the one among women, blessed are the one of you, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners from now until the end of our death, amen. That is the Hail Mary that I learned in Catholic Church, and as you can see, I can almost still remember that. Do you know why? Because we had to do it all the time. Or the Our Father, or the grace that was over our breakfast. But do you think I was connecting with God when I was doing that? No. Amen. I was doing it because they told me to do it. And if we're only doing things because some person told us to do it, then we got to watch it because we'll put people before God. And somebody will say, hey, I didn't see you in church. And we'll feel bad about not being in church because they didn't see us compared to what God thought. Amen. Have you ever tried to clean yourself up before you had to present yourself to someone? Maybe you were smoking. Maybe, you know, you were drinking and you popped a mint in your mouth. Or maybe you were doing something else. Or maybe, you know, your attitude was just off. But when you were around that religious person, you felt like you needed to straighten up. Why don't we feel that way with God? Amen. Why in the world do we care more about people than we do God? And guess what? He's all seeing, all knowing. I can't duck and hide from him. Amen. Amen. So what I'm trying to hide from my wife, he already sees it. So what we're saying is that let's whatever is in front of God, let's get God back as the primary and the most important focus in our life. So this is requiring us to do an inventory. What in my life is before God? What is it? And here's another part. Is there anything that I'm trying to hide from God? Doesn't that sound weird? Hide from God? But we do that. And so this, at least for today, it is, here it is, God. This is all of me. And no longer will I try to hide anything. I love the song that they were singing. It's about us being free. And so if Christ has set us free because of his son, Jesus Christ, and us receiving his son, Jesus Christ, into our life as our personal Lord and Savior, that means that we are free. So if I am free, what is it that is putting me back in bondage and is restricting my movement in God? What is that? What is that? And that's what God is asking us to address today. Amen? Amen. So God desires relationship over religion. So we're going to look at a scripture in Genesis 1:26. And I want you to look at the order of how God made humans, right? You're going to see the word man. The way that God made humans, beginning with the spirit, then the soul and the body, and then he places the man and then the word. Let's look at this. This is the first portion of Genesis 1:26. Dealing with the spirit. It says, then God said, and this is in the Amplified Bible, let us, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, make man or make humans in our image according to our likeness. Then it goes on and it says, not physical, but a spiritual personality and moral likeness. So about, I think, two Sundays ago, we started talking about this area of how we are made spiritually in the image and the likeness of God. So if God is a spirit, then the part of us that looks the most like God is the spirit part of us, right? And this is a go back about two Sundays ago to kind of listen to the rest of this teaching. But then when it says, and according to our likeness, that means that God has given us as human beings, especially once we give our life to Christ, the ability to act like God, not be God, not take God's place, but to act like God, to be his representatives, to be his ambassadors on this earth. Jesus put it this way. He says, when you see me, you see the Father. Why? Not just because of the imagery, but because of the way that Jesus behaved or the way that he acted. So spiritually, God has given us the ability to do what it is that he is leading us to do. Amen? So that's our spirit. Verse 27 goes on, and it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image and likeness of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Verse 28, you probably heard this one before. And God blessed them, granting them certain authority, and said, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subjugate it, put it under your power, rule over, dominate the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, every living thing that moves upon the earth. I'm going to jump to Genesis 2:7 now. Then the Lord God, if you can see this, formed, that is created, the body of man from the dust of the ground. And then God breathes into his nostrils the breath of life. And then this man, I'm just kind of adding this in here. Then this man who was only a spirit now has a body and now becomes a living being, an individual person, complete in body and spirit. But please see, the first part of the human that God made is spirit. And that part of the human is made in the image and after the likeness of God. And then after that, God forms and then breathes life into the person. Follow that order. The most intimate part of us is our deep spiritual part of us that God wants to connect with. But if we operate only in religious antics, we will operate from the physical aspect. I will care more about how I look physically than how I look spiritually. But that's not what God is after. So I can dress like I'm good. That's the outer part. But on the inside, falling apart. God is always, remember that man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. God is always looking beyond what we can see. But in our society, and this is where God is saying, hey, don't live your life according to the flesh. In our society, it's all about the outward things. But if we were to peel back the house and the car and the job, and then we were to peel back all of this and look at the spirit of a person, it's like, man, where are we spiritually? What is that part of us that God is constantly talking to spirit, and trying to get our mind to operate in line with what God is saying? But if I am ruled by my mind and my desires and my emotions and my appetites, then I can't hear God speaking to me because I operate from the outside in rather than the inside out. Y'all following this order? God starts with the inside, but a lot of times we start from the out and we try to do all of these works to get closer to God. When God is saying, once you receive my son as your Lord and Savior, you're already close. So from the closeness, then work on the outside. Amen. But don't try to fix the outside. Let the hope that the inside will be right with God. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, spiritually, you are right with God. Amen. Now from that place, work on the outside. Yes, are y'all following this? Yes, so then, so God, spirit, image made in God's image, and after his likeness, he forms, breathes, and man becomes a living being. Verse 2 and 8. So now you have this person. At this moment, it was Adam. You have this person. And God planted a garden or an oasis in the east, in Eden, which means the light and land of happiness. And he put the man whom he had formed, created there. So listen to the order. So before God places me somewhere, he already made me in his image and after his likeness. So if we're praying, right, God, I just want to be here. I just want to be in this place. I want to be in that place. And if it's not happening for you, maybe it's God saying, I need you to come back to the spiritual part and be intimate with me. Be close with me. Get to know who I am. Get to know who you are in me. But sometimes we're like, but God, if you can just put me in this job, then I'll serve you. He says, nope, no, you won't. No, you won't. You won't. God, if you can just do these external things, I won't. There's in the Old Testament, the children of Israel, when they left Egypt and they crossed the Red Sea, and instead of them just going straight to the promised land, they had to go all the way around. And there's a scripture in the book of Genesis that said, paraphrases, like they weren't ready to fight the battles that they were going to have to encounter. So God made them go all the way around. So right now, if it feels as if God is taking you the long way, it is possible that you are not ready for the spiritual battles in the place that you will eventually get to. So follow his direction. Lord, I know there's a shortcut. In fact, my neighbor told me that the quickest way to get from here to get to there is this way. And if you start trying to follow somebody else's way, you will get whooped. Amen. So follow God's direction. So God, image and likeness, form me, my personality, all of that character, and then he places. And then Genesis 2:15 says this. So the Lord took the man he had made and settled him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate and keep it. So look at the order. Image and likeness, formation, placement, work. But don't we go the other way, y'all? I'm going to work my way to a relationship with God. But God is saying, no, have this close relationship with me. And as you have a close relationship, then you'll be formed into the person that I want you to be. And then that formed person will be placed in the place where I want you to be. And then that formed place person will do the work that I want you to do. Amen. Not I'm a work because I want God to be happy with me. I want God to be pleased with me. I don't want God to strike me down. No. That is the flesh trying to work our way to a relationship with God, rather than by faith receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, receive the finished work of God, and from that place, God with you, form me, with you, place me, with you, show me the work that you want me to do, God. Amen. So here goes back to the question. In our life, what is keeping us from a close relationship with God? Is it work? Is it place? Or is it just straight up me? Is it me? Have you ever met anybody and said, it's just the way I am? Is it really? No. Have you checked with God to see if he wants to shift that in you? This is just, I've always been this way. You might want to check that. If I spend time with God in prayer and reading and worship, and God begins to reveal to me something about my formation, the personality, the behavior of me that's not right, I need to deal with that. Amen. Because if I take the wrong disposition into the place and the work, now I won't be a full witness for him. Because people will be wondering, I thought you was a Christian. I am. But not today. Amen. Sunday, I'm spiritual. But Monday, Tuesday, y'all done got on my last nerve by Thursday, right? And now I'm all the way out here, and guess what I got to do now? Oh, Lord, forgive me. And I ain't even going to go to church this Sunday. Because sometimes when we're so far out here and operating out here, we feel like God is so far away. Can I say that to someone? Listen, God is not far away. He is ever present. And even when we move, he's still present. Oh, man, can you get that? So it's not about locality. It's God is not stuck in a place. Here's the beauty. God is not stuck in the formation of my personality. He's not stuck in the place that I've been planted. And he is not stuck on my job. God wants to go everywhere you go with you. But don't leave him in the spiritual place. He wants even simple things such as, Lord, what should I wear today? Right. Which way should I drive today, God? God, how should I operate in this meeting at work? God wants that type of relationship where he is involved in the work, the place, the formation, and of course the spiritual. But don't put the spiritual in a box. He wants to flow through all of it. This is no longer Old Testament, where there was this tabernacle where the presence of God was there. When Jesus came and died for our sins on the cross, it gave full access, and then the Holy Spirit came down. So wherever you are, God is there as well. Amen. And for some people, that's like, oh, that's scary. No, it's good. Wherever we are, God is there as well. Amen. Before I move on to Galatians, I want to check. Is this making sense? Yes. Praise God. Amen. And I pray that you'll go back and look at it. Look at these scriptures. The primary thing is for us to be so close to God that we look and act like him. Whew. Now, here's the beauty, is that God is the one who formed us. So, Jeremiah, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I called you to be a prophet unto the nations. God's saying that to the prophet Jeremiah. So God is saying, before I formed you. So it is God who forms us, right? So it's not God that wants to strip from us every aspect of who we are. But there are certain parts of us that God is saying, we can get rid of that. You can let that go. But there are certain parts of us that God's like, no, I like that about you. I like that you kind of say stuff. But he's like, but I want you to bring it in a little bit. I don't want to get rid of that completely. I love the fact that you are very creative and you can see things differently than the way other people see it. But right now you're using it in a perverted way. You're using it for the kingdom of darkness. And God is saying, I don't want to wipe that from your slate completely. I just want to get it back to its original purpose. So some people are afraid to go deeper with God because then they're like, dang, I'm going to be so boring. You know what you're comparing it to? Religion. I'm going to have to like wear long dresses, and that's religion. And it served a purpose. It served a purpose. But as you get close to God, ask God, what do you want me to wear? Like, God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do with this gift, God? I love doing this. And God may be saying, I know because I gave you that gift, but it is perverted. The enemy has his hand on it. And he's saying, you give your life to Jesus Christ. Let's get you right spiritually. And then let's renew your mind so that we can use that gift for God's purpose. Are y'all following that? I like the way you dress. God is saying, I like the way you dress. You just a little bit need to change a little bit, just a little bit, because of where I'm taking you. They may not receive you like that. So this is not trying to make you become something that you don't want. In fact, if you get close to God, you'll realize that is what you want because he put it in you. So that's the reason why I'm saying that this piece of relationship over religion, because if not careful, you would think, well, I guess I just got to be plain. No, you don't. God ain't playing. Come on. Have you seen creation lately? Have you read Genesis of how he created things? God is not some boring God. Come, have you seen the miracles of God? How do you just part the Red Sea? How do you cause the sun to stop from going down so that someone can fight a battle? Come on. The thing is that if we're not reading the Bible, we think God is a boring God. God is the most amazing person that you'll ever meet. Amen. But you got to read his story. You got to look in the Word and like, wow, God, you did that? There was this one time in the Old Testament, and this was in the Old Testament, that the people were doing something and the earth opened up and swallowed the people. Somebody like, oh, my Lord, really? Thank you, right? But all of that was under the law. Now we have Jesus Christ. We thank God that that's not happening now. So Jesus came to get us back to the place of connection with the Father so that we can reflect the Father's image and demonstrate his attributes in the earth. So let's look at Galatians 5:1. And this will kind of, We'll end looking at some of these Galatians, and then this will lead us into next week. So this is Paul talking. He says, it was for this freedom that Christ set us free, completely liberating us. He says, therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery which you once removed. Oh, man. So Paul is saying, before we gave our life to Jesus Christ, we were enslaved to sin. Wherever, and a lot of people are like, not me. Some people say, I never went to the casino. I never did it and all that kind of stuff. Listen, every one of us was born into sin. Every one of us. So before we gave our surrender our life to Jesus Christ, every one of us were slaves to sin. So wherever sin wanted us to go, we were enticed to be able to go there. Some stronger than others. So Paul says, you have been set free from the slavery of sin. So then he says, so don't become a slave to something else. What is he talking about? He's literally talking about all these requirements that people were trying to put upon these new believers. In this case, one of them was circumcision. And so listen to what God is saying. Listen to this. That if God has set us free from something that we were in bondage to, that was not in line with his will, don't be free and step into another bondage. Amen. So a person may say, I'm making this up. Before I gave my life to Christ, I was lazy. It's like nobody here, right? I was lazy. I didn't want to get a job. I didn't want to do nothing. And then I gave my life to Christ. Now I'm a workaholic. You're still a slave. It's just that you're no longer a slave to sin. Now you're a slave to work. You know, before my life in Christ, I ain't go to church. So now I give my life to Christ and I'm afraid, and I want every one of y'all to come to church, but listen to what I'm saying. I'm afraid that if I don't go to church, I'm gonna go to hell. You are enslaved to a system that you think is going to send you to heaven or hell. Before I gave my life to Christ, I thought those church people were crazy. No, let's use the word hypocrites, right? Give my life to Christ. Somebody told me, unless I get baptized, I'm not going to heaven. It's not true. And the reason why I got quiet, because some people are like, really? So we've got to be careful, and this is the reason why reading the Word of God, this is the reason why coming to church, this is where spending time with God is so important, because if not careful, we will be released from one system and find ourselves right into bondage into another system. And Paul is saying, look, Christ died on the cross, and he set you free. So don't be in bondage to anything. Remain free in Christ. Amen. So if there's somebody right now, and this is dealing with the mind, and you are saying to yourself, I can't do that, whatever that is, whatever, and I'm talking about the good stuff, God is leading me to do something, and I can't do that, then right now, you are surrendering yourself to your own mind instead of surrendering yourself to God. Amen. What is God saying to you to do? God did not free us for us just to hang out. So what transformation is God calling forth from you? Because if you just sit, it's as if you're just sitting in bondage again. And you know what? And the enemy, who didn't want to lose you over here, is looking and saying, well, they ain't doing nothing. So they're going to heaven. I lost them. They're not going to hell. They're going to heaven, but they ain't bringing nobody with them because they're not living a life that God wants them to live. And God wants us to live a life that is so loud for him that people are wondering, man, what happened to you, brother? What happened to you, sister? There's something different about you. And then you are able to share with them, I met a man, and his name is Jesus, and I learned that he died for my sins, and I'm still trying to understand everything about that, but let me tell you something. I believe, and you should believe as well. Amen. Be not afraid to share the good news of Jesus Christ with somebody. What did God do for you? What did he do? Share it. If not, we are dormant believers. Waiting for the rapture, waiting for the moment of Jesus to come and we end up in heaven, so we can say, when we all get to heaven, what a, y'all don't know that song, day of rejoicing that will be. So I pray that this message is causing to come up out of us whatever may be hindering us from just living a full life in Christ. Jesus died. He said, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus is not trying to shortchange our life. He said that I died so that the I want you to live full. And this is not about like the houses and the cars and all of that. It's not about that. It is about this close relationship with Jesus Christ to the point where I can be walking in a supermarket and I feel God's presence. Amen. And I'm asking God, what is this about? Who do you want me to pray for, God? Or I'm driving down the street and I can sense God, something's going on. God wants us so sensitive to his presence. Let me tell you, this world needs us. Listen, they need God and we are his body. They need us. Just drive down the street and see what's going on. And you may say, look, Pastor Will, I'm not the type of person to be pulling over and getting out the car and all that. Can you please just pray for him? Pray that God's presence will be in that area. Pray for the prisons. Pray, pray, pray. And if he moves you, then move to the next thing. God, I believe this. If you guys are paying attention to what is going on, it's as if there is a clarion call and God is saying, I need my believers to rise up. But rise up from this place spiritually and then be formed and then where do you want me, God? And then, okay, I'm ready to do the work. Please do not just jump out there. There's these disciples that were trying to cast out demons and they end up being stripped and run back. Spend time with God. That's my prayer for us. Amen. Spend time with God. Spend time with God. Allow God to interrupt your day. Allow you to get stuck. Yesterday, I was doing laundry. And I was like, man, I could be listening to NFL highlights. I could be listening to like these other church plant podcasts. But I was like, I need a little bit of CC Winans right now. And I started with the goodness of God, right? And that one for me always gave me, oh, my faith. But you need a song. You need a song that regardless of where you are in your mind, it will get you into God's presence. Do you have that song? Do you have that scripture? Or do you have that person that you can call? But it's better if you have it personally. Amen. What if they don't answer the phone? So I'm doing the laundry and everything. I'm listening to that. And then there's another song called At the Altar. Then I listen to that. And that's when I'm just listening for more and I'm tearing up. And that's when I sent the message to the prayer team. Can God interrupt our schedule? I'm not saying show up late for work. None of that stuff. I'm talking about the mundane things that we're just doing. Like after this, somebody about to do something that you know you can replace it with spending time with God. You know it right now. And I'm waiting until God show it to you. I'm just going to sit here for a few seconds. I got one right now watching Fire Country. I got to get caught up. But if I go to sit down and get all my stuff ready and everything to get ready to watch Fire Country, and I come on, yo, and you start sensing something like, hold on, hold on, hold on. It's something else going on. I used to enjoy this, listen, but I'm not enjoying it right now. Any of those areas, and the issue is, I know I'm talking a whole lot and I'm talking real fast, but stay with me. The issue is that sometimes when we spend time with God and we don't want to do what we used to do, we will force ourselves to like that thing again that we used to do because we think it's a part of us. And God is saying to us right now that as you spend time with me, the familiar things that you used to do or the people or whatever it is going to start wearing down, like falling off of you. But you have the ability to either stay away from it or try to keep putting it back on you. Because we have a free will. So for a few people here, you're going to go back to doing something that you used to do, but it's not going to give you the same excitement that it used to. Don't try to make it work. And I can speak this from experience. I used to like that. Now that it's all right. Like, feel that and don't move so quickly. So instead of moving back to that thing, like, just be still for a moment and ask God, is that something you want me to let go? And wait. Amen. That's like real simple. Amen. Because, and you may say, listen to this, that's not sin. And God will say, it don't always have to be sin, but is it in the way of you growing in a relationship with me? So kind of separating. Well, at least I ain't spending all my money at Bally's. Right? We start putting things in categories. What is it? Just going back to this and we're going to close. Is there anything in our life that is hindering us from a closer relationship with God? And it starts here. This is the first place. Have you received Jesus, the Son of God, as your Lord and Savior? That's where it starts. Well, I'm just waiting until I get things in order. Let me tell you, you will never be good enough to receive the free gift of righteousness. Amen. That came through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. So it's not about, please, I used to joke about this, you know, I'm trying to get myself together so I can find that one. I'm talking about the guys here, right? I'm trying to, if I can get that job, then I can find that one female that I want in my life. And we used to try to get ourselves together. And if we're taking that mindset into a relationship with God, God is perfect. We will never be good enough to try to reach his standards. Amen. Right? Amen. So the difference maker is Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
The bar is too high for us. So he sends his son to die. And we believe. And he is the difference maker. Now we're in right standing with God.
Amen. Amen.
And now he says, and from that place, live your life. We're not perfect. But if you receive Christ, you're redeemed.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in his love, and live out his purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.